Blog Talk Radio.
Biombo, yeah, right?
Yeah, Diombo. I think Diombo is okay as a shooter, but he's not a real scorer. And in the situation of D2 they were playing with, and they didn't have anybody in the paint, he shined really good. Again, you always got to go small when another team goes small. You can stay big if you got an athletic big.
Now, let me say this, because I looked at that young man, and I just saw a developing player. Not a developing NBA player, but a developing is a basketball player.
Well, he hasn't played basketball well. I think this is like literally.
That's what I saw. That's exactly what I saw. And you have this now in a grown man child in the NBA. And if he can just get three more of those games out of the next five, three more like that, they will show something. They may not win the series, but they will show something that they've never had. And the fact that they never even have gotten to this Final Four in the NBA. I mean, that
was big.
That was big because so many times Toronto has been like spoilers or in the mix and
Toronto's kind of the joke of the league, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not in the States. So they're kind of the joke of the league, you know what I mean? And now they're putting up a little spot.
They're not the only Canadian team, right? Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Where are the Timberwolves from?
Minnesota.
Well, that's close enough, damn it. All right. Next. See what? Look how they did the purple one. Yeah, y'all can get up out of our state. Get up out of our country now. Okay? Yeah, because of the purple one, you know, we've declared a purple zone, which means 99 of all of the 50 states is purple, except for y'all. So, you know, until y'all can bring the purple one back, and they just might at a halftime show.
At the halftime show.
In full formation. In full formation, huh? How you like that now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me do something really quick and different, which is we never look at the Billboard 200. The Billboard 200 is about album sales. That's where the money meets the road. Albums don't cost the same price as a single, right, GRS?
Right.
They cost a little bit more. That's like, a half zone. That's not an eighth. That's a half zone. Okay? Right? So
right.
You're going to have to pay a little bit more for the half because we got more songs in the half zone.
Exactly.
So number one is Views Drake, and everybody is talking about this dude is doing the dizzle fizzle. Number two is Lemonade, Beyonce, and we know that she is in full formation and got this whole, she got videos and exercise.
And that's only because she's spending whose
money? I don't even go say what else. If I had stayed with my mind. No, I wasn't that. The monkey wrench is inside. I have to decide sometimes whether I want to screw my own neck off. You know, that's the luxury of me accepting my free will. You see, it's simple with me. When Eve decided I'm fucking with that apple, oh, okay. All right. All right, then you just let Marty Moore just do his sizzle. All right, that's why we on the air today, bro. Come on now. We could be somewhere drinking golden champagne. Really kicking it, playing domino. Anyway, we were on Lemonade, Beyonce, at number two in the Billboard album chart 200. That means she's making a lot of money.
Hey, a lot of money.
Okay, Radiohead, A Moon-Shaped Pool, is at number three. Ripcord, Urban. Everybody talks about Keith Urban. I think Keith Urban was even selling a guitar. that I thought I wanted to buy at one point. The Very Best of Prince, number 5. See the purple one, and he moved
it's
down.
Still making money.
Well, you know, they say what they say. You're more valuable, what?
When you're not here.
Than alive. So number 6 is you should be here. Cole Swindle, okay. So you got Ripcord at 4. Look at the title, dude. Number 3, A Moon-Shaped Fool. Ripcord is number 4. The Very Best of Prince, The Dead One, at 5. And then number 6 is You Should Be Here, Cole Swindle. And then Anti is Rihanna's album, moving down. And then Purple Rain soundtrack is back at 8. Prince and the Revolution. By the way, you know the Revolution decided we're going back on tour.
Why not?
I mean, what was my man name that played bass? Diz.
Dav.
Yeah. So many dizzes and dazzes. Adele, number 9 album. And that's moving up on the charts. We would think that album would already have been in the top 10. See, this is why you gotta look at the math, bro. You may have sold 1 million records on a those is 99 cents. Did you sell 1 million albums? Those is $27. So you know what's the difference?
We're talking about no EP either. We're talking about complete albums.
Yeah, we ain't talking about you said extended play? You know, by definition, and I had the account that you only need for to publish an extended play is 6 tracks. So, and you can do an extended play album, 6 tracks, and give them a bonus for staffing. But, you know. You know, that just...
When the first one come out with his EP, I'm going to jump out of it.
And you know what I heard, right, on a rumor, go there live on air. But Tupac and Biggie and Elvis will be on. And they all are singing What the Hook Don't Be.
What the Hook Don't Be.
All right, Traveler number 10, Chris Stapleton is down from 8 to 10. The reason why I went into the albums is because all we ever talk about is the top 10, right? I mean, we never talk about really the albums. We just talk about the top 10. And so,
well, a lot of times, too, when the money market is changing, and even when you come out with a hot single, they only produce the album, so they first can buy an album. Or you're going to do like most other people and somehow jack it up the internet and get it for free.
Well, you know, that reminds me of something that I would really like to do in the future, which is begin to assess the bootleg film market. There was a time when you could get every movie before it was released, not when it was released, prior. So,
well, there's a couple of websites out right now that will allow you to watch all the top-rated movies out there. I don't have my phone with me, but it's on my Apple phone, and it has every new movie out there. A lot of times you can get them before they hit the market. As a matter of fact, I saw Silver River a couple of days ago, and only reason I didn't watch it the day that it came out on the phone is I got busy, but it was a nice clear copy. Yeah, it had Korean subtitles at the bottom. So what? Big deal. Ooh. But other than that, it was a clear copy, clear movie. It was cool. I got to watch it at home on my 65-inch.
Huh. Like that?
Like that. All right, man. And didn't have to worry about the clown in the background talking about making noise or complaining about the fact that my grandbaby was making noise.
Well, you know, here in South L.A., you still can find things that you may not be able to find in Hollywood or Burbank. But it's time to really start to assess some of that, because it shows, again, trends in terms of entertainment and where the market is in terms of actual interest. If you look at the movie, okay, Captain America killed, again, like 79, something like million, and then they already announced that they're coming out with spinoffs, and they've already announced the actors and actresses for the spinoffs, which include Black Panther, which is Michael Jordan, formerly of Creed, Lupita Nyong'o. Come on, bruh. They already have decided that they're going to keep flowing these and throwing these out.
What's happening now is the venture is to go into the Black Marvel comic world, which is generally isn't part of the Marvel Universe world. So,
Hold up. You ain't going to fly by with that. You just said the Black comic book world is not part of the Marvel Universe.
It's their own story. In other words, they never got involved with the other mainstream characters.
Is that based on race or based on design by the writer or race in the
Based on social media at the time. How about that? I'm not going to say that it's got to do with race or anything like that, but just as a need, because at first, all we had were white superheroes. And then, as we should have complained, we were the Black superheroes. And so they started with the Black superheroes in the comic books, but they weren't a part or associated with the universe. The Marvel Universe. They wasn't associated with it. Even though they were Marvel, they were in their own world. Like the Black Panther never left out of Africa. He only dealt with shit over there.
Well, I'm going to tell you again, I ain't never really dealt with dudes. And I don't know if that means that I'm inept at comic books or that was a blurb character that I didn't pay no attention to because I was reading through the main character. I don't know, but I'm also feeling as if you're really saying that they were smart enough to put a whole market on hold with ethnic characters, i.e. Black in this case, and they'll do it with every other ethnicity if they can.
The universe has changed all the way around. Now you got a Black Green Lantern, you got a Black Iron Man now.
This is getting crazy because I can't keep up with my. I have like 7 email accounts. You know, I have maybe 4 different Twitter. I can't keep up with all that. And then I'm doing these shows and this, that, and the other, and doing my fish festival every day. So you know. What are you really saying is that they have developed a way to infinitum until you and I are pushing cocaine all the way to the grave. They're going to just like keep this up.
Well, like I said, I mean, they were smart enough to know that, again, just like what we saw with the Black Panther, okay? Well, what you're going to see is the spinoffs, of course, because they want the Black Dollar, too. They don't want you not to be wanting to go see Captain America and the rest of these, but just on the strength that you don't want to see another white character, you got a Black superhero for you.
It's actually a positive because that's positive race inclusion.
Right, so you got that. And, you know, there were others, like Luke Power Cage. There were other Black, quote unquote, superheroes, but because they were not in the universe, but on their own accord, they kind of got left out.
Okay.
Of the universe, universal thing.
You're talking about the universe of the Marvel character.
Right.
You're not talking about this. See, when you say universe, I'm thinking, what do you mean? How are you going to have Black people in the scene and not in the universe of
universe. Well, the universe consists of, like, how we just saw in this last Civil War. You know, you got all these multiple characters in one comic book fighting with each other or fighting a common foe. So that's part of the universe. But generally, in those situations, you wouldn't see any black characters in there.
Typically, over my lifespan, we have not seen black characters either in part or
in the other. And most of the times when you see black characters, they're independent comic book artists. Like you had one that was called Static Shock, which was a really good comic about a young kid got caught up.
What year?
Got a little electricity in his body, came Static Shock.
What year?
You know, and it went for a long time. I used to get that comic book for my kids when they were little. And they enjoyed it. It was a good comic book. He made a cartoon version that stayed on for about 2 years before it kind of withered away.
Now, let me ask you, about what year was that? Your kids were little, it's the early 90s.
I'm afraid they had to be about, I'm afraid I was 20 years, maybe 15.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah, about 15, 20, when they had Static Shock.
Is there any cause for alarm in the superhero saga? Because as everybody goes from Civil War and then we introduce all these new universes of characters, I understand what you're saying and the way in which you're using it. The universe of new characters should...
Well, that's what I thought would happen. We've been pushing out all these movies, the X-Men and all those things like that. Fantastic Four, all those, that you would now then create a new character of sorts or a new villain of sorts and keep the whole story moving forward, which I haven't seen yet. But again, too, this is new to us in a stage that now we can put the comic books on the top, and so a lot of people are looking back and going back to the comic book trying to associate with what's going on now.
Yeah.
It's sort of different, a different story to make a complete story.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. And this is what is really fueling this resurgence of nearly, in some cases, 70-year-old comic book figures. Some cases.
And what we're doing, too, each studio, once you get a good thing, like, for instance, the X-Men, right? Okay, you get a good situation. Well, now these actors are starting to get a little older or whatever, and they're not going to be able to do all those scenes or whatever. So now you retrofit the comic book to go back into the past, future past, and all of this other different stories to try to keep it up to date. So you take them back now to when the characters were younger and doing different things. So they're going to keep the stories going as much as they can.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Because otherwise you're going to run out real quick. I mean, you can grab any comic book and put it on the big screen and it'll sell. But the problem I see them having is that they don't keep the characters that people come to know as that person's role. In other words, every Spider-Man movie that ever came out, every time had a different Spider-Man.
Well,
I mean, it was a good storyline because it was part of the storyline of Spider-Man, but every time it was a different Spider-Man. We didn't get to go up with Peter Parker to the point of Man Miller. We haven't done that yet. Now, we're going backwards, and he's still a teen.
And now they're about to change him to a black gay guy, right? So you're never going to get there, GRX. Let's take a quick break and get back to it in 5 seconds or something like that. Well, we ain't taking no breaks and no music because I ain't turning it up.
Keep a dog, where you doing that?
about it. before it gets backed up, and then I can't talk about it because I'm on another show. You feel me, right, Jared?
Right. There's so much happening in the world today.
And so we don't get chances every day to talk about it, but I'm going to be back tomorrow, and I'm going to ask Jared to come back prior to a Real Talk, Real Game on Saturday. And we might just have to just break wide GRX and do GRX Live on Thursday.
Well, we can do that.
Okay, GRX Live on Thursday, meaning, now here's the task, GRX. You're just going to have to get really angry-er-er. I'm angry-er, but you're going to have to get angry-er-er. You got to take up a lot of time, you know. Sometimes you think 30 minutes is short, and then you'd be like, oh, I got to take up all this time. Well, you got to get angrier. Or at least angrier as Nister. I'm going to leave these adjectives alone. So we out, folks. We'll be back. I'll be back sooner than you think, and then we're going to figure out how GRS can be angry.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We out. And wow. The music has killed us. Ow! Bye. No music. Blew the speakers. Bye. It's over. I'm a big and drawn, and I feel like I look good in that.